Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
The program today is a tribute to my late friend and co-host, Jerry Newberry. And one of the best segments we ever had on this program was when Jerry embedded in 2006 with the 10th Mountain Division in Afghanistan. No glamour reporting job for Jerry. He insisted on staying side by side with the troops down and dirty, despite his injuries and physical limitations. Here's a clip.
This is Jerry Newberry. You're listening to the National Defense. I'm with A Company, 1st 32nd Infantry, Carnegie Valley. It's 11 o'clock in the morning, October 14th, and we've just taken some sniper fire, throwing a few rounds in on us, and we're going to return fire as usual. Things are active in the valley. I was supposed to leave Afghanistan today, fly to Iraq because of the situation. Sound you heard is the mortar crew returning fire at the sniper. Anyway, because of circumstances here in the valley, they're unable to get a helicopter in, get me out. So I'm stuck here, and as usual, like I said, there's always something going on in the Carnegie Valley. This is Jerry Newberry. You're listening to the National Defense. This is Jerry Newberry. You're listening to the National Defense. The Carnegie Valley Outpost. In remote Afghanistan, it's 9 a.m., and we just had the 155s open up on the mountain beside us with high-explosive rounds and Willie Peter rounds. We received word that the enemy, the bad guys, planned on hitting us this morning. So that's sort of a preemptive strike. And once again, it's another day, and things are not quiet in the Carnegie. This is Jerry Newberry. You're listening to the National Defense.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Hey, there is a this is a tremendous looking series coming to Peacock July 18th. Those About to Die. It's an epic sword and scandal series that explores the dark side of the ancient Roman gladiator games, exposing the dirty and bloody business of entertaining masses and drawing parallels between the ancient gladiators and modern forms of entertainment. And we have the queen with us. Laura Wolf is here. Laura, how are you?
Thank you for the lovely greeting. I'm perfect.
I got to tell you, man, this trailer looks so good. I love this kind of stuff. And, I mean, this is like a mix of everything that's come before it, right? I mean, it's got the gladiators. It's got the drama. It's got the sex. It's got the tension. I mean, it looks great.
Absolutely. And, you know, the fact that Roland Emmerich was shooting, when I first heard about that, I thought, wow, Roland Emmerich is the guy who does all the big explosions,
right,
the big disaster films. How is he going to apply that to an ancient Roman story? You know, because from everything that we've seen so far, you know, nothing looks the way that Those About to Die looks. It's just another level of production that, yes, you'll see in 3 days.
Okay? Yes. Yeah. Well, and you play the Judean queen who is romantically linked to Titus. And that's got to be a pretty daunting experience, especially with Sir Anthony Hopkins is there.
Yes. Yes. You know, playing queen is not only fun, it's also just, you know, it's empowering in a way. You have to step out of yourself and you have to allow yourself as an actor to take up space and play a queen and also feel the struggles and the conflicts and the responsibilities that a queen has and not, you know, the ones I have in my life, and somehow try to personalize it. And that was a very interesting experience.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, did that carry over to your personal life then where you're just demanding, pick up that Kleenex for me?
maybe not in that way, but I will say we had some big gaps between shooting, and sometimes I noticed how my mood was different, and I kind of had to snap out of it. I had to make a conscious effort to send Bernice away because you know, she, as much as she's a queen, she's not that queenly all the time.
I said no crust on my bread.
Exactly.
Get back here. We're talking to Laura Wolf here on the National Defense, the Peacock original series here in a couple of days, Those About to Die. Well, Laura, you're a fascinating individual. Born in Tehran, raised in Zurich, and now lives as a naturalized New Yorker in Brooklyn. And you also studied psychology at the University of Zurich. How did you go from that to an actor?
Well, you know, the acting part was always somehow in me, but because I grew up in Switzerland, you know, no one was an actor around me. No one was a musician. Performance art was just not a thing. Switzerland is amazing for other things, right? But if you want to be a performer, it's just not the right place. And so I was exposed to like a child, school plays as a child, right? And I had that experience. And later on, when I was studying psychology, it felt like I had a void in me. And this void needed to be filled with something artistic. And I remember the times when I was on a stage as a kid and I put the two and two of them together and, you know, decided to become an actor.
Wow. And not only just decided, but to do it in a classical training way. You went to the Lee Strasberg Theater and Film Institute, and when you got there, did you have a lot of experience already, or were you just fresh-faced and eager to learn?
Oh, I was so fresh-faced. I was so fresh-faced. Yeah, that was a totally new world for me. You know, you have to imagine. I was not able to roll my neck fully in one circle, and the school teaches you how to relax, how to feel in your body, and I was all knotted up, and it allowed me to just relax a little bit, you know, aside from all the other things that I learned at the school. But it was a completely, it was a total new world for me, you know, coming from psychology that's very much in your head and analytical. It was a good experience.
Yeah, well, I would imagine that would help you with your acting too. What was your first job, your first acting gig?
My first acting gig was, oh, what a great memory. It was a TV show, a pilot called Belief. And I played Shore Altashluz. She's a very, she's an iconic Iranian actress. I played her flashback. Yes, for one episode. That was lovely.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And now, yeah. I mean, you've been in, you know, Quantico, Blue Bloods, and now you're in this fantastic series on Peacock, Those About to Die. How does this experience compare to everything that's come before it for you?
Well, it was just on a much bigger scale than anything else I've done so far, right? It was the biggest role so far. Also, you know, being on this huge production felt different, and playing Queen felt different. You know, all in all, it felt like, it was a different experience, a much, much bigger than anything I've done before.
Well, our audience is mainly active duty military, veterans and their families. And, you know, as much as everybody likes these kind of series, this group just loves those kind of series, right? All the action, the drama, and the fighting. I cannot wait for this thing. Those About to Die, July 18th on Peacock. Laura, thank you so much. Just a pleasure to talk to you.
Same. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Since 2003, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans adjust back to civilian life. Through specialized programs, they begin healing their bodies and minds while regaining a sense of camaraderie. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Aged Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Welcome back to the National Defense. Nate Herron here in the studio, and I'd like to echo Randy Miller's sentiments about the original host of this program nearly 20 years ago, former VFW Communications Director, Screamin' Eagle veteran, and just a great all-around guy, Jerry Newberry, who unfortunately passed away earlier this week. We're very sad that Jerry's gone, but we've enjoyed talking about a lot of the great stories of Jerry from over the years. You've been listening earlier in the first hour, as well as this hour, to some of his embeds with our fighting troops in the Kornigal Valley in Afghanistan. And, you know, Jerry's bravery of going out and covering the stories and giving soldiers the much needed spotlight was something that he was very passionate about. But it wasn't all serious with Jerry, and one of our favorite episodes with Jerry, anytime we had some Hollywood's actress on, Jerry would really try to turn on the charm machine to varying degrees of success. And one of our favorites was when we had actress Sharon Stone on the program. So the next couple segments, we're going to look back at an early episode of the National Defense from back in 2007 where Sharon Stone joined us.
Oh, man. I mean, just an absolutely amazing woman. Sharon Stone is back with us here in the National Defense. Sharon, how are you?
I am so good, and I am really pleased to be talking to you guys today and really grateful for our men and women in the field, especially during this really confusing, difficult, and dangerous time.
Yes. Well, let me start by asking where you are and who are you quarantined with?
Well, I am in my home in Los Angeles with my son. And now that we are starting to be able to take COVID tests, some of the people that my children's godmother and their nanny have been able to come back by the house. So we're starting to consider that a quarantine.
Ah. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Well, you've used this time to try some new things, haven't you?
Well, what I've been doing is a lot of my work over the past 20 years has been in health and scientific research because I work so much in HIV/AIDS research. And so some of the things that I learned, I've learned through there, and some of the things I've learned because I've worked on dislocations on movie sets where we didn't have the opportunity to have medical care on the set. And this breathing thing that I started showing people how to do through Instagram has been really helpful and been a great resource for people during this time. I taught people a breathing technique that actually the actor Paul Sorvino taught me years ago when I had asthma. And I was able to get rid of my asthma completely.
Really?
Yeah. And
that's good to know.
And I can describe it to you now because it really can make your lung capacity stronger, which is extremely important during this COVID period.
Please do, because we just watched the video, and you do such an excellent job of translating that. Yeah, if you could kind of do that.
Okay, so here's what you do. You take your first slow, deep breath. You breathe in to the count of 10. And I want to say you should be sitting down or laying down the first time you start to do this, because if you're not used to it and your lung capacity is in any way compromised, you'll start to feel like you're going to black out. You won't black out, but you'll start to feel a little hazy. So what you do is you breathe in for 10 slowly, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 is the length of the first in-breath. Then when your breath is in, you push that breath down into the lower part of your rib cage, into your abdomen for the count of 10, the same slow count of 10. Then you hold it for a count of 10. So now you've done three counts of 10. Then you release it slowly, your fourth count of 10. Then you hold your breath for a count of 10. That's your fifth count of 10. And then you inhale slowly. Now that's the challenge, because you're going to want to gulp air like you're drowning. So you inhale slowly again to the count of 10. Push it down while you're really expanding that rib cage, really opening the abdomen, and you push holding it down for 10. And then release slowly for the count of 10, hold it again, and inhale again. And you want to try to do this 10 times. And the reason that you're doing this is because all the times when we've had colds or the flu or if you've had bronchitis or pneumonia or anything, what happens is that these muscles between each of your ribs, which are called intercostal muscles, these muscles get scar tissue on them. And they start to hold your rib cage tighter and they stop allowing you to have your full lung capacity and your full ability to breathe as much as you can and to maintain your oxygen supply as much as you can. So when you're pushing down and you're holding it down, you're actually breaking the scar tissue that's between all of your ribs. And that's allowing your rib cage to expand again to its full capacity. And it's allowing you to control of your own body.
Well, now,
so it's really, it's like working out. It's like lifting weights.
It's the same thing. And
you're kind of slowly tearing the muscles so that you can build them into stronger muscles.
And Sharon, you said you learned that as a breathing technique as an actor, right?
Well, I did because I had asthma, and a lot of times they'll release smoke onto a set to create a certain look.
Oh, sure.
Scene, and it was crushing me. It was killing me. I was having asthma attacks. I was, you know, really, really struggling. And so this was allowing me to do this very same thing that we do when we work out, when we do squats, when we lift weights. We're tearing at our own muscle in a small way. We're breaking the muscle tissue to rebuild it into stronger muscle tissue.
I should have paid more attention to the video because I was trying to count to 20. No wonder I woke up on the floor.
Yeah, passed out three times. We're talking to Sharon Stone here in the National Defense. Hey, Sharon, what is your, you know, we got a lot of military, obviously, that are deployed right now that are suffering from this pandemic. What is your take on everything and kind of what would you say to them?
Well, I would say that we're in a time of a lot of unknown circumstances, and the unknown makes us have fear. And that fear makes us have a shortness of breath, and fear makes us have anxiety, and fear makes us do all kinds of things that are absolutely not good for our health. So I would say that, first of all, you're already in a climate that can create and cause fear.
Right.
You're in a climate where you don't have comfort from home. You're in a climate where your discipline and your stripped-down environment is necessary for your safety. So you don't have the things, the comfort foods, the comfort blankets, the comfort clothes, the comfort kind of camaraderie, because you're in an environment where it's important to be vigilant. So you're going to have to replace your comfort by doing other things. I have found that meditation, where you find and you don't have to do seated meditation. I don't believe that every person, that a seated meditation is something that everyone responds to. But I do believe that seated meditation can work and that you can create your own altar out of rock and leaves and anything that makes you feel like you've created a space for yourself that belongs to you.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Tolkien's Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Picking back up from a 2007 interview with actress Sharon Stone and Randy Miller and the recently passed and former host of this show, Jerry Newberry, VFW Communications Director. Just an all-around great guy, proud Detroiter, and we will really miss him, but we've always got memories, and luckily, thanks to the miracles of technology, we'll never forget what Jerry sounds like when he's trying to, you know, not put the moves on, but just, you know, schmooze up some of Hollywood's famous stars. Here's him and Randy interviewing Sharon Stone.
Yeah. Because everybody has to have a moment in the day right. That is theirs and theirs alone.
Yeah, otherwise you turn into a vegetable or,
right.
Or
right.
Something, you know.
Well,
you've been in the military. I mean, I know one of you was in Vietnam, right?
Yeah, Jerry was right. in Vietnam, yeah.
Well, I'm sure, Jerry, you have experiences to share with us where you needed to take time out and just gather yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I still do, you know. And it is important to have a routine because, especially circumstances like this. I mean, I can't imagine not having one. I don't know what would happen to you mentally.
Well, I think the other thing that we found out through this, which is absolutely true, is that, you know, the better shape you're in and the better way you take care of yourself. Sharon, we just had Tom Hanks on the program a couple of weeks ago, and it was the first interview that he did after he recovered. He and his wife recovered from the coronavirus. And that feeling that he said of being, you know, in good physical health, that made all the promise in the world. And the same is true of our military advisor, John Capozzi. He's 77. He got coronavirus, and he got over it in 7 days. And that's, you know, those kind of stories. And thank God we're hearing those kind of stories now, because for a while we didn't hear any of those stories of recovery.
Well, we just don't know yet what we're dealing with.
Right.
And I think that the fear of the unknown can't be bigger than the sense that we know who we are.
Right.
So I had a massive brain hemorrhage. I had a 9-day brain hemorrhage.
Right.
And I lost my vertebral artery in the back of my neck. And I had a long, I mean, years long recovery. And the possibility of my even surviving the operation to put the coils in the back of my neck and to survive was, you know, through the eye of a needle.
Wow.
But, you know, my dad had esophageal cancer, and he had a chance, 5% chance of living 3 months, and he beat it.
You got a family of fires there.
Well, that's the thing. You know, we teased my dad relentlessly. We told him he should wear his tuxedo to wash the car because he was never going to get any wear out of it. And it helped. It really helped. You have to have that kind of belief that you are going to make it. That you are one of the people that is going to go forward, that you are going to make it, that you're going to call on your ancestors, that you're going to call on your friends, that your friends, and prayer, you know, that those prayers, they go through the universe and you feel them happening.
Yep.
And I can tell you that every single person that prayed for me, their prayer wasn't wasted because it lifted me. Their intention and that bonding of that universal intention to save me helped.
Well, and it's that's a whole idea of mindfulness, right?
Yes.
Well, you know, courage isn't something that's new to you. I mean, prior to that, first of all, I don't think people realize you've got something like a 160 IQ, which makes you a genius. But you went back to college. You finished your degree 41 years later. I mean,
wow.
That's not easy to do. You know, you've been a prolific and well-renowned actor for years. You've got all sorts of awards. But, and, you know, apparently you didn't really need to do that. Other than the fact that you felt the need to do it for yourself.
When Hillary Clinton was running for president, I started thinking a lot about what it meant, the women who got us the right to vote, and what it meant to be able to have the right to an education, what it meant to be able to not only have the rights to do things in this world, but to use them productively and with value. And I already had a couple of honorary doctorates and a Nobel Peace Summit Award, and yet I hadn't completed my bachelor's degree. And I felt like, you know, what am I afraid of? Why don't I go ahead and be everything I can be? Why don't I go ahead and face all my challenges and stand up and say who I am and allow myself to be an example to other people who feel like, oh, it's too much. You know, I came from a little town in the middle of nowhere, and you know, without money and without supposed possibilities. And, you know, I believe in the Margaret Mead statement, like, only one person can make a difference. Or, you know, what the Dalai Lama said, like, if you don't think, you think you're so small you can't make a difference, try sleeping with a mosquito.
Right.
You're right.
You know?
Right.
Everybody is big enough to make a difference. And everybody is big enough to keep on fighting for themselves.
Okay, let's talk about the Sharon Stone that is big enough to be in these big movies. When we talked to Tom Hanks, I asked him about working with Paul Newman for the first time, and he described it as sheer intimidation. When you worked with De Niro in Casino, I don't see Sharon Stone being intimidated.
Well, there's two things that happened. It was my whole goal as an artist,
right,
to work with De Niro and to work with Scorsese. I had set a goal for myself, and that was my goal. I had auditioned with De Niro a couple of other times and not gotten the part.
Really?
And I just felt like, you know, I went in and I auditioned, and it's tough to audition for that part because you have to act out so much. And I talked to them about that situation, that if I act like this character in the room, I might not get the part. And so Bob made me make a promise that I would never, ever, ever hold back because his performance depended on mine.
Wow.
And when you have someone like De Niro say that to you, you're not going to screw around.
Right. Right. You're going to give it your all.
And I think really that's what soldiers in the field are facing. They're facing their biggest challenge. Like if they screw around, everybody else's thing depends on it.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And I think that that's taught me a big lesson about life in general, that if we don't fulfill our own purpose, our piece of the puzzle doesn't reach out and click into the next person, and they're waiting for us to do that. They can't fulfill their full life destiny if we're not fulfilling ours. We are meant to be all that we are, that we can be, because if we don't be everything we can be, we let down the person next to us who's reaching to click in to us.
Man, you really get it. Hoorah.
Thank you.
Hoorah.
Absolutely.
And well, I can say fully, I am not a big supporter of violence, and that I hope that there would never be war, and that I would like there to never be a need for another soldier. I can say that I am sure that I am echoing the feelings of every soldier in the field.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wants to be there.
And the feelings of this old vet, that's for sure.
Nobody wants to be in the field shooting at someone else. And it's a terrible thing. And I'm hoping that as we accept, particularly through this COVID situation, the fact that we are in a technological age and we are not in the industrial age anymore, and we understand that we can't be driving around like we are, and we can't do all these things because the planet won't have it, and that's why we're in a technological age.
Right.
That we're supposed to behave technologically, where all of this stuff is going to happen, that we will have less and less soldiers in the field.
Boy,
and that we'll start using technology and higher intelligence,
yes,
to resolve our issues so that we don't need to be shooting each other.
Well, yeah, like everybody else is.
Right.
Yeah. We're talking to Sharon Stone here on the National Defense. Hey Sharon, the other thing that I want to know about you, are you cooking?
I'm cooking every day, and I wish I could cook for all of the people in the field. I wish I understood how to make that easier.
And you're painting.
And I'm painting. I started with adult paint by numbers, which I'm still doing a little bit of.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
They're actually a lot harder than you might think.
Yeah, no, I've done those. Those are great.
And they really do give you a sense of calm. And they teach you how to move the paint. They teach you how to use your brushes. I wouldn't say I always suggest the brushes they send. I would suggest if you can afford it, go on, you know, Amazon and get yourself a decent set of paintbrushes because it makes a lot of difference. And then you start to understand how to push that paint around. You start trying things on a plain piece of paper or canvas. And they don't turn out great right away, and you paint over them and paint over them, and pretty soon you start to find, well, maybe I do know how to paint a
little
bit.
That's pretty cool. That's cool.
And so I really think that during this time, everybody should try all the things they thought they always wanted to do, because, you know, if not now, then when?
Right.
Exactly. Well, you're an extraordinary person, that's for sure.
Well, and, you guys, because you've come back from some pretty horrible situations, and you're still trying to help other people.
And you probably won't have opportunity to come to Kansas City, but if you do, I would cut off one of Brandy's appendages to be able to take you to dinner.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2 to 6 versus Go 5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It helps all kinds of things. The CBD is a fantastic healing.
Right.
Has fantastic healing properties, and it's natural.
Absolutely.
And I believe in the healing power of nature. I'm very, very a strong believer in that. And so I use things like asparagus when I need to cleanse my urinary tract. I believe in herbal teas, that different herbal teas do different beneficial things for you. And so I believe in using camphor and putting it in like an aromatherapy scent.
Sure.
And I think that's really powerful right now with COVID, to use these kind of herbs to keep our lungs pure.
The essential oils.
We can use these herbs very powerfully if we don't abuse them. I don't think we should get out of bed and start smoking pot all day long. But I do think it's great for stress and anxiety and sleep and
pets.
Cramps
pets.
And all kinds of things.
Yeah. Before we get out of here, I got to mention to you about one of my favorite movies of yours that I don't know how it did when it first came out, but Broken Flowers with Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
I love Bill Murray.
Oh, my gosh. What a great movie.
The great director, Jim Jarmusch. He always makes good movies. I begged him to hire me for years. And when I finally got the job, I was just thrilled. And Bill Murray is every bit the comic genius everyone thinks he is.
Oh, yeah.
And
how about Woody
and
Allen?
Golfer.
Right. What'd you say, Jer?
How about Woody Allen?
I've done three pictures with Woody Allen.
And how is he?
He's a brilliant man, absolutely brilliant, a great director. He was incredibly kind to me. He gave me my first job when I was 19.
Wow.
In Stardust Memories.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize you were 19.
Gordon Willis was the cameraman who shot all of the Godfather movies and many great films. They were absolutely lovely to me. It was a spectacular experience. If you can have your first on-set film experience with Woody Allen and these guys, I mean, it was amazing. Michael Pizer was the first AD, and he went on to give me great jobs. And I can say that, you know, Woody Allen treated me brilliantly.
You know, we just interviewed Mira Sorvino, who's in the new show Hollywood on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've seen that or not, but it's a
I did.
Yeah, it's a reimagining of how Hollywood could have been.
Right.
And I just wanted to ask you, from the time you started to where it is now, what do you think?
I mean, I'm in Ryan Murphy's next show that's coming out in the next few months called Ratchet.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That's the.
I was writing back and forth to Ryan while I was watching it.
Oh my gosh, that was that's the Cuckoo, right?
Right.
Cuckoo's Nest. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the years,
the prequel,
the decades before Nurse Ratched ends up in Cuckoo's Nest, and Sarah Paulson is playing Nurse.
Oh
Ratched.
Wow! Oh my gosh!
Oh, it's a brilliant cast with Judy Davis and Cynthia Nixon, and I mean, it was just great to shoot it. And our part is in the '40s.
Wow!
It's fantastic. And when I was watching the show, I kept writing to Ryan about how beautifully he did everything. And I was very close to Rock Hudson. I did the last picture he did before he died. I did Bakia and James Earl Jones.
Oh, wow.
And Brock was sensational to me. I mean, he called me every morning and would tell me what he wanted for breakfast. He called me his little Dickens, and he would come over and have breakfast with me. And literally, he taught me how to act. He taught me how to do my scenes. He taught me what to do. He taught me every scene we were going to do each and every day. We were in Las Vegas, and then he would take me out at night, and we'd walk down the strip. And this was in the mid-'80s, early-'80s.
Wow.
And he was like 6'5". And just looking up at him and the lights of Vegas, it was, I grew up on Doris Day and Rock Hudson movies.
Right, sure, sure.
And just, he was so kind to me. And his loss was a big loss. And to see him portrayed as this kid, this innocent kid.
Right.
And in this beautiful way. I just kept feeling like Brock was be so happy seeing this. And and I just thought the whole thing, and Dylan McDermott's performance.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah. He's fantastic. It's a great – it's on Netflix now. It's called Hollywood, and it is – it's really
fantastic.
Incredible. Yeah.
It's just great. It's just great. Yeah, I was really – I'm really happy to work with Ryan, and I told him I'd like him to go back and now rewrite my history in Hollywood.
Yeah, really? Hey, I'm excited to see Ratched. That is going to be great. We're talking to Sharon Stone. Sharon – thank you so much for everything that you've done. Thank you for your heart and your heart for the military. We just can't thank you enough for coming back on the show, and I just always love talking to you.
It all kind of stems back to a woman that I met who was a 5-star general that I went on the road with in a woman's fly-around tour for president many years ago, who was in Vietnam, and she was in Vietnam as a WAC in her dress, and she ended up in a foxhole in the line. And I learned through her the realities of being in the military. And she was an elderly lady when I met her, and I don't even know if she's with us anymore, but her courage and her stories of being in her dress in a foxhole in Vietnam and what it was like to go through the military in her era and become a general.
Wow.
I'm telling you, she really made me understand, because I was a very defiant kid who was very much against the military in any form.
Sure.
And very much a peace marcher, and I'm still a very big peace lover. And she really helped me to understand, in the worst circumstance of all, what it is to be in the military. And I have tremendous empathy and compassion for soldiers in the field.
But all I know is it's been an amazing conversation tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sharon. We really
appreciate
that. Thank
you both. And I've got to say, both to you, Harry, and to Randy, I appreciate what you do. I have a greater understanding of what you do than I did when I was younger. My heart goes out to you. My heart goes out to every soldier in the field. And it's about love at the end of the day.
Certainly means a lot. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Sharon. Have a great evening, and thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the taxpaying American or business owner, a letter saying you underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.